And welcome, everybody, back to Sports on Taps. This is the Sports on Taps coverage of the Greater Cleveland High School Hockey League. This is Hockey Night in Northeast Ohio, a White South Division matchup between the Avon Lake Shoremen and the Lakewood Rangers. We are live at Serpentini Arena at the Whitehurst Ice Rink in Lakewood, Ohio. Let's go through our sponsors here real quick. First, we do have Ray Felton, State Farm Insurance. Give him a call at 234-284-2996 or send him a note at rayfelton.com for home, auto, and life insurance needs. RRT Productions. We shoot, we edit, you win. For the best in audiovisual needs, talk to RRT Productions at www.rrt-productions.com. Hand-built leather-made goods for the finest in hand-built leather-made goods. I mean, it's pretty. The name's pretty self-explanatory. Check them out at handbuiltleather.com. You will hear about them throughout the game for our trips to the Sin Bin. A brand new sponsor for us is Troutland Entertainment. Give them a call at 334-414-4261. We mix it, you dig it. And GV Art and Design, gvartwork.com. We are live and underway here. Avon Lake against Lakewood. Avon Lake is going left to right in your radio dial. They have black uniforms with yellow numerals and red trim. Lakewood is the home team. They have white uniforms. They're going with purple numerals and yellow trim. They're going right to left on the radio dial. Game's being played here in the neutral zone. First off, shot saved by Sterling. That's the first shot on the game. That was by Luke Swain. Starting lineup so far for Avon Lake: Cooper Nilsson, Connor Nilsson, Luke Swain, Grady Pellegrini, and Connor Rents. Austin Shoup is behind the pipes, or between the pipes for Lakewood: Tanner Constantine, Tyler Volkancic, Ronan Johnson, Gavin Beisel, James Ferry, and then Ryan Sterling is behind the net, or is between the pipes.
Early on right now, Avon Lake looking to really make pressure or put some pressure on Lakewood in their defense, really setting up shop inside the scoring zone for Avon Lake.
Avon Lake coming into this game 7-2 overall, 4-0 in the White South division. Lakewood 4-8 overall, 1-3 in White South play. Both teams about the same numbers here. Lots of ice time going to be taken by both these teams here. Conditioning is going to be very important, especially when we get into the late second and especially the third periods.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. These are, again, the white division. Our first game was a red division. They got a lot more skaters, a lot more lines. But you're going to see a lot of the same players out there, short shifts maybe to you know, spare some legs. But these players are used to this. They played enough games this season to be in hockey shape, as we talked to a lot of the coaches about the difference between hockey shape and other sports shape on our podcast at youtube.com.
Nevin Markling, they had a nice poke check away from Nate Leprevo there. It knocks the puck back into the Avon Lake defensive zone, pushes it up here, and that's going to be Volkancic for Lakewood. Slings it against the boards. There's nobody home there, but
gets it out of the zone, which is good. Forces the action back to neutral ice. I think that allows a little bit of time for Avon Lake to get back on sides, as they almost were offsides there coming into the zone.
Owen Lagerman with some time here. He's a freshman for Avon Lake. He is number 8, scrapping it up with the rest of the juniors and seniors for Lakewood. And that's going to be Gibble. Gibble puck stolen.
A 3-on-1 here.
Volkancic throws the puck. Shoup knocks it away. Opportunity there for James Ferry, a little bit wide of the net. Puck still in the Lakewood offensive zone. Back to the neutral zone here.
Speaks a lot here, Ed, to the explosiveness of Avon Lake right now, as they're keeping as Lakewood's keeping a defenseman back, almost in neutral ice, even when they're kind of on the attack. Hopefully they are. Be interesting to see if they continue that process, because they don't want to allow a breakaway or even an opportunity for a one-on-one situation.
Yeah, they have some very large defenders too. So they might be a little bit tough for them to get back. But they certainly have the size to be quite physical with anybody that crosses their paths there. That's Connor Nilsson. Shot saved by Sterling. It's knocked away by Sterling again. Sterling, great job by Ryan Sterling. He's going to freeze the puck at the 11:28 mark here in the first period. We're going to have a line change for both teams here.
Sterling under fire early. Three straight shots, one good shot on there, and then they had a couple of rebound opportunities. Finally, on that third rebound, he was able to jump on top of it, freeze the puck, and force a faceoff here in the Lakewood zone.
We're going to have Markling versus Cooper Nilsson here for the faceoff. But shot save by Sterling again. Good. There's a backhand opportunity there by Luke Swain.
Excellent job by Lakewood there, knocking that puck back, not allowing another opportunity for Avon Lake.
That's Nilsson again, trying to wrap around the net. Good job by Lakewood cutting him off. That's Markling playing really good defense so far.
And as you mentioned, Dad, they got big guys out there on the defensive end for Lakewood. They're taking up space, and they're not allowing those angles that Avon Lake's working to get.
That's Nilsson again. Nilsson, safe pot. Oh, great job. Luke Swain had a wide open net.
Yeah.
And Sterling just got it cleared of the goal enough. It's still controlled by Nilsson. That's Cooper.
Oh, Ice Monster got him. Oh, they're calling the slash. Or tripping?
We have a trip. We have a trip to the sin bin.
A trip to the sin bin this year is brought to you by Handmade Leather Goods. Make sure you reach out to the Handmade Leather Goods people for all your leather goods needs. It's handmadeleather.com.
You're right, it is handmade.
It was a hand pass. It was a hand pass. It was not a penalty. But either way, we will
We don't claim to know everything about hockey. So
in fact, that's why we're on the call here.
Yes, immediately. So thank you to the Avon Lake assistance on that one here.
Yes.
Puck's still in the Avon
Smarting
Lake defensive
us up
zone.
A little bit.
You know, behind this Lakewood thing, that Lakewood roster, there is like hand signals.
Oh.
So maybe we should probably look at that more.
Look at that.
Moving on. Puck goes through the neutral zone into the Lakewood defensive zone. We have an icing call. And the puck's going to come back out. We are at the 10-15 mark here. This is a White South Division matchup here between Avon Lake and Lakewood. Lakewood's going to have the puck. Faceoff's going to be taken in there in the Avon Lake defensive zone. Ronan Johnson's going to battle Leprevo. Puck slings wide to Shoup.
Yeah, just over his left shoulder.
And we'll see if Lakewood can sustain some offensive stuff there. The puck did not get out of the neutral zone, so everyone was still good there.
Great job by Lakewood there, keeping that puck in the scoring zone of Lakewood.
Shot. Oh, that was a good opportunity there for Lakewood there. Gavin Beisel with an opportunity. Starting to get a little physical here.
Yep.
Looks like these teams are starting to get their legs underneath them a little bit from the early going. Puck still. Oh. Swing and a miss by Beisel, but the puck comes all the way back through to Tanner Constantine. Constantine, good pass.
Nobody up ahead of him. Good enough to get into the zone for a line change for Lakewood.
Ferry threw it in the corner there. Puck gets by Beisel, but knocked back through, and the puck goes back through. That's given chase's Owen Lagerman. And we have another icing call. It's going to be 9:12 left here in the first period. Stoppage of play here. Again, can't stress enough, Troutland Entertainment, our new sponsor here. For information, check them out. Send a note to troutlandent@gmail.com or give them a call at 330-414-4261. We mix it, you dig it.
That's a good slogan. I like that slogan.
Those Troutman guys really come up with good slogans,
you
don't
know,
they?
They really do.
All right, that's going to be Constantine. Constantine going to see what he's got. Almost poked, checked away there by Cooper Nilsson. But the puck stays in the zone. That's Constantine. Constantine trying to get passed out. And he slings it forward. We have a tipped puck. No icing. We play on. Puck taken by, I don't know if that's Lagerman. Might be Lagerman. That was Lagerman. Nice pass. Intercepted by Lakewood. Ronan Johnson, one of the leading scorers here, gets really knocked away by Colin Nilsson.
Really good stick work there throughout the neutral zone.
Ooh.
Just missed that centering pass. Close there for Lakewood. But Avon Lake is really playing good defense right in front of the goalie there.
Shoup did a really good job getting that cleared out there.
Yeah.
Beisel's pass intercepted. This taken by Cooper Nilsson. Cooper Nilsson, let's see what he does here. Shot saved by Sterling. Sterling has probably about 5 or 6 saves now at this point.
Nilsson wants that one back because he got more of the ice than he did the puck there on that shot.
Lagerman with the shot, knocked away by Sterling, and drops the puck back behind Sterling's net. Ronan Johnson trying to get the puck out of there. Still in the Lakewood defensive zone. Just about halfway through the first period here. Knocked away by, what a great defense by Lakewood there. They cannot get a good clear yet. Lagerman throws the puck around. He's got Swain. Swain right behind the net. Looking for something. There's something going on there. Sterling not taking too kindly to Swain being in his zone, but now it's taken by Lakewood. Lakewood advancing the puck up. That was Cam Crouch. Crouch, puck taken by Lagerman. Lagerman tries to find a teammate there. Looks forward and finds Gibble. Good job by Lakewood here, trying to keep the puck in that zone. James Ferry playing really tough there.
Yeah, it's been pretty even with both these teams spending time in each other's zone. Shot on goal.
Shot save by Shoop. Back out. Johnson keeps it in the zone. Shot again, knocked away by Leprevo.
Little wrister from the blue line doesn't find home.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic in between Leprevo and Johnson doing battle there. Battle of the fours. Both fours are leading scorers on their team. Puck in front. Shot score!
Wow.
Brady Gibble with the score. Nate Leprevo got the puck on goal. And Sterling made one great save.
Yep.
But the net was wide open for Gibble to get the goal at the 6:26 mark in the first period.
Nothing Sterling could do on that one. It bounced off his left pad, leg pad, and was able to bounce right into the stick. Avon Lake for a really, really open net goal there. It was just unfortunate timing for Lakewood as they had a defenseman moving over, but just, again, a blink of an eye, when a goal could be scored.
Avon Lake gets on the board 1-0 at the 6:26 mark of the first period. That's Brady Gibble with the goal. Nate Leprevo had the shot that was deflected, so we'll see if he gets the assist off that, if they consider that unassisted. We haven't heard it on the board yet, but once we do, we will confirm that. As it is, Lakewood trailing 1-0 here at the Serpentini Arena. William Hood and Nate Leprevo get the assist there on Brady Gibble's goal. And with that, Johnson trying to get the puck in the Avon Lake defensive zone. Unsuccessful line change, though. Unsuccessful line change there. Constantine is going to take control of the puck. Avoids Nilsson. That's Cooper Nilsson, but the puck taken by Leprevo. Leprevo poke checked away by Johnson.
Good job by Johnson there.
Johnson's going to allow himself to get a break and get a line change out there. Taken by Crouch. Crouch doing battle with too many shoremen. Taken by Grady Pellegrini. Pellegrini moving up the ice. Shot saved by Sterling. Pellegrini getting the business from Constantine there.
Constantine not letting another open rebound shot.
Got to clear it. Good job by Lakewood. Constantine. We have an icing, but Constantine did a really good job of protecting Sterling there. Yep. From another rebound opportunity for Avon Lake.
Absolutely. Constantine recognized that there was, another situation that led to the first goal and was able to put his body in between the shooter from Avon and the net and really kind of enforce his will there to offset another another scoring opportunity.
Puck knocked wide of the net of Sterling. Markling tries to throw the puck around there. Taken by Swain. Swain stonewalled by Sterling, and we are going to have another stoppage of play with 4 minutes and 32 seconds left here in the first period. Avon Lake leading 1-0. Avon Lake certainly had their fair share of opportunities here so far in the first period, Sean.
Yes, they absolutely have. And to the flip side, Asher Shoop really hasn't been under too much fire here in the first period by Lakewood. Lakewood's been pretty content on getting it into Avon's zone. Couple of shots on goal, but really not as much pressure on that goalie as the flip side Sterling has seen from Lakewood.
You know, the big offensive gun for Lakewood is Ronan Johnson. He hasn't been able to get on track here, but Constantine and Volkancic are both primarily defenders. Shot save. Great job by Sterling. He's got two good saves there. Lakewood with a 3-on-3 situation here. Puck still knocked away, though. Volkancic gets a puck knocked away. Pellegrini on the counter. Pellegrini, he's got Cooper Nielsen in the middle. Ooh, nice good job by Lakewood. Johnson playing defense, knocks the puck away, and given chase is Gibble. Gibble throws the puck up, looking for Swain. Swain can't control it. Constantine moving back. He's got Beisel. Tries to look for Johnson. Intercepted.
Poked away by Constantine again. Constantine's doing a great job in defense here.
See if Gibble's looking for his second goal here of the night. For Gibble, that is Gibble's ninth goal of the year for Avon Lake. That was Hood's fifth assist. And Leprevo's sixth assist. Looks like we have an icing call here. 3 minutes, 11 seconds left here. You're watching us live on our YouTube channel, Sports on Tap. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Check us out also on Spotify. If you're able to get Spotify, you can hear the audio of all of our podcasts and broadcasts. And, of course, check out our podcasts, our website, sportsontappodcast.com, for all the information that you need about what we have going on.
Speaking of which, I would like to point out that, you know, Avon Lake is doing a really good job in the neutral zone, cluttering up lanes, not allowing...
Shot score! Brady Pellegrini to Nate Leprevo. That was a beautiful goal. Great setup there. Again, not much that Sterling could do about that.
Good job there by Avon Lake, really muddying up the waters, allowing that shot on goal and that successful goal there. 3:03 remaining in the first period as Avon Lake takes a 2-0 lead right now with, again, 3:03 remaining in the first period.
Yeah, that was a very, very open net. Avon Lake executed that perfectly. Lakewood not able to get into position where they could protect Sterling as much. But you tip your hat to the other team and say that's a great goal. There's really not much you can do about it, and that's exactly what happened there.
And again, Avon Lake did a good job screening their defense off and then kind of faking out the goalie there and opening up that net for that goal.
Puck slung around the corner by Beisel.
Avon Lake goal number four, Nate Leprevost. Assist by number six, Brady Pellegrini. Leprevost from Pellegrini at the three.
Ooh. Boy, Leprevo had another shot at one there.
Shoreman smelled blood in the water here as they are really putting the pressure on the defense of Lakewood and the goalie, Sterling.
Lakewood's really trying to keep some defenders in front of Sterling there to keep things muddied for Avon Lake. You've noticed that the two goals so far have been scored off of both a rebound and just a quick one-timer in front of the net. Sterling otherwise has been very, very good so far.
And on the flip side, Avon Lake is really not allowing anyone to freely skate from the neutral zone into their zone.
100 seconds left here in the first period. Avon Lake 2, Lakewood nothing. Shot save. Leprevo saved by Sterling. 1 minute, 36 seconds left. We have full-scale line changes here. So far, Avon Lake has a decided shot advantage over Lakewood. Lakewood not able to sustain a whole lot in the in their own offensive zone there. But we're looking to see, once these teams kind of get used to each other, if we see a little bit different, see some more fireworks from Lakewood here in the second period once we get past the intermission. Puck knocked away. It's going to be taken by Ferry. Ferry advances the puck up, giving chase.
No icing
is Volkancic. Volkancic, Ferry. Ferry tries to keep the puck in the zone. He does. Slings it around the net. Pellegrini throws it against the puck, or throws it against the corner. Taken by Lakewood. Stolen by Avon Lake. Nielsen dislodged there. Oh, boy. 3-on-1. Nielsen. Shot score! Oh, it was that a pipe bomb.
Oh.
That might have been a pipe bomb.
No, that wasn't. You're right.
That was a pipe bomb. Shot, shot, score! Avon Lake gets the goal on the second go-around.
Yep.
I think that goal is going to go to Luke Swain. Connor Nielsen, I think, thought he had one in the top shelf there.
We thought he had it, too.
With 55 seconds left here in the first period. I think that's Swain off of the assist of Cooper Nielsen. And Avon Lake with a 3-0 lead here. Less than a minute left here, 55 seconds left. Puck taken by Avon Lake, and it's going to be brought into Lakewood trying to keep the puck in their offensive zone. Avon Lake, yeah, you're right. They have definitely sent some momentum shift their way. It's Constantine giving chase. Constantine throws the puck around. Andrew Krankowski, number 24 for Lakewood out there. Gets it by Ferry. That's going to be Johnson. Johnson to Constantine. Constantine looking for and finding Volkancic.
Avon Lake goal number 7, Luke Swing. Assisted by number 10, Connor Renz.
Oh,
number 16, Colin Nilsson. Swing from Renz and Nilsson at the 55-second line for the first period.
All right, you heard it from the official announcer there. Swain with the goal. Colin Nilsson.
Oh, good
move.
Great job
by Johnson. Wow. Johnson gets the puck. He was going 1-on-3. Shoot with the save.
About did it.
We got a frozen puck here with 3 seconds left, 3.7 seconds to be exact. The goal was assisted by Connor Renz and Colin Nilsson. So that goal was scored by Luke Swain. That is Swain's 6th goal of the season. All right, we have 3 seconds left. It's going to be Johnson versus Leprevo. Johnson wins it. Quick shot in, but that is going to do it for the first period here at the Serpentini Arena, Winterhurst Ice Rink in Lakewood, Ohio. Avon Lake went on a scoring blitz from the 6:26 mark on. They scored 3 goals to take a 3-0 lead on Lakewood. We are at our first intermission. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back with the recap of the scoring, and we'll go through our sponsors, and we will get ready for the second period of this Greater Cleveland High School Hockey League White South Division action. Again, live on Sports on Tap. This is Hockey Night in Northeast Ohio. We will be right back.